Where is God? I think we've all asked that question from time to time when we've asked God for something. We need healing, or a member of our family needs healing, or there is some crisis or something we need, and plead to God for Him to intervene in our lives for our benefit. And we wonder why God doesn't respond right away. At some times, and not in other times, or to other people, and not to us. Listen to what happened as Jesus was ministering to the people. It's found in Mark, the 5th chapter, in the 21st verse. And when Jesus had passed over again by ship unto the other side of the lake, many people gathered unto him, and he was near the sea. And look, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay your hands upon her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press of people from behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt it in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press of the crowd, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, You see the multitude thronging about you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked round to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace, and be whole of your plague. And while he was yet speaking, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Do not be afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he saw the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why do you make all this fuss and weep? The girl is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered into where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is, Girl, I say unto you, arise. And straightway the girl arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. You see, when we by our faith place ourselves in the hands of God, He always hears our prayers and answers them. And sometimes our healing is immediate. Sometimes it's gradual. Sometimes it's in the future. And sometimes there is that ultimate healing, that God heals us through our passing on from this life into the life to come. But God always hears our prayers, and He cares. And sometimes when it seems like God isn't answering our prayers, we have to do what Jesus said. Don't be afraid, only believe. We have to do what Jesus told the parents of this young girl to do. Don't be afraid, only believe. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me, that I would not be afraid, but that I would believe, and believe that you have my ultimate good in mind, and that you always hear my prayer for healing, and that you will answer in your wise and good way, in your time, for my benefit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.